We launched our fundraising campaign to bring Jane Austen's ring home to Chawton last year and turned that around very quickly, and today are unveiling the ring.
What does that feel like after all of the effort and such a big part of Jane Austen's life, this ring? I mean, I think there's only three bits of jewellery around, isn't there, that belong to her?
That's it. There are three pieces known to have been in her ownership, and they're all on display together now here in Chawton. I think the fact that the fundraising campaign was so successful really reflected that everybody felt that Chawton was the natural home for these items together.
And just take us through, because that was a big campaign, wasn't it? I mean, were you surprised? Were you humbled by obviously the donations that you received?
Enormously, because they came from all around the world, and they came in many different scales. People who gave smaller amounts, large amounts, very large amounts, and from societies and from individuals. So it really was a worldwide thing.
What does it mean, do you think, for Hampshire? And indeed, perhaps the UK to keep something like Jane Austen's ring.
Well, there's very few objects that are associated with Jane Austen directly. So the fact that we're able to display them in the home where she lived and worked here in Chawton is very significant. And I think the fact that the export licence was declined in the first place really shows how much national significance the object is.
And just describe it to us, because it's gold and turquoise, isn't it? So,
It's
I mean.
gold, yes, it's gold and turquoise. It's a very small ring, very simple, feather-like gold band, and a smooth oval-shaped turquoise stone.
And all of this, of course, on Valentine's Day as well, so very romantic.
That's right. The museum hasn't always been open on Valentine's Day, but there have been requests over the years for us to open. And so now it marks our new season for 2014.